Hello.
Hi, is that Gavin?
Yeah, he's speaking.
Hi, this is Francesca calling from INS Law in relation to your Scottish Redress Scheme application. Is now a good time to talk?
Oh, ah, yes,
Yeah. Before we begin, just need to confirm details for data protection purposes. Would you be able to confirm your full name for me, please?
Yeah, it's Gavin Peter Laurie, LAWRIE.
Right. And your date of birth?
1809-1966.
1809, 1966.
Yes,
And your address?
My address is 75 High Street, Kingussie, Harper Hotel, 21-1 Hotel Exit.
What was that? Sorry, the
Harper
energy.
Hotel, 21-1 Hotel Exit.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So just let you know as well. So all calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. So I appreciate discussing experiences connected to this application. It'd be quite difficult and upsetting. So any point during the call, if you need a break or any further explanations, just let me know, okay?
Yeah, no bother.
So do you suffer from any communication difficulties that you must make us aware of?
Pardon?
Do you have any communication difficulties or anything that you wish to make us aware of?
What do you mean? Well, I've got mental health issues,
Yeah, just if you needed anything put in place extra regarding, like if we were to call you or email you, just anything.
No, that's fine, no.
No worries. So regarding contact you, is there any communication preferences that you have or any that you wish for us not to contact you via?
No, not at all.
Perfect.
You can contact me any way you want.
Lovely. So the purpose of today's call, so we'll explain the redress scheme to you, explain your options, explain how we work for INS Law, discuss funding and fees, and then we'll gather some initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you. Is that all okay? Perfect. So the redress scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care that were in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So just want to go through all your options before you decide whether to instruct us or not. So you're able to directly apply by yourself to the scheme without a solicitor or
I
otherwise
said,
you.
well, I have claimed already through a solicitor, so, you
What was
know what I
that,
mean? My
sorry?
solicitor is dealing with this. It's Moira and Sweeney that's dealing with this from
You've already
Glasgow.
got a solicitor doing this for
Yes,
you.
well, this has been on for, this is about 2 years and 3 months, but I got a solicitor about a year and a half ago, yeah, to deal with it. Yeah, Moira and Sweeney in Glasgow, Dublin in Glasgow.
So if
They're the ones
just
that are
because if
running
you
it. But
already
I just wanted to see how red, you know, I just wanted to know where I was with Redress because I haven't heard anything. I haven't even had a, I think I had a 1-to-1 or something. I think her name was Jillian, but I just don't know. I haven't heard nothing. Well,
Yeah,
even my
so how
lawyers are
long ago
keeping
was this?
quiet. Oh, God. Well, I put in my claim to Redress in, it was March, but it was 2 years. 2 years and a 2 years past March.
Yeah.
So and that's about 2.5, well, it's about 2 years, 3 months now.
Yep, so unfortunately, it's
I've had my lawyer, Moira and Sweeney, I've had them for about, that's about a year now, aye.
Yeah, so because you have had contact with a solicitor regarding this, we won't be able to help you at the moment. But if you've not been in contact with them for quite a while, if you reach out, possibly either see if they can help you further, or if you ended it with them, and then if you wanted to move to us instead, we can
Can
assist
I
you
hear?
further.
I'll just have to leave.
But we need you to possibly like get in contact with them if you can to see either if you continue with them or if you wanted to close it, and then we assist you further. So we're a private law firm.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I didn't even know that. I just thought you were Redress, you know. Because, I mean, they were having trouble finding my paperwork, you know. I was putting in an assessment centre in 1981, at 1980 or 81, but they didn't have computers then, so they said it was all in the archives, and then they said they were trying to find my paperwork because there wasn't an input lawyer, and then I phoned every council in Scotland, Isle of Bute, the whole lot, everywhere, and no one, they said, oh, no one can find your papers. Then I got a caseworker called Gillian from Glasgow, because it was 0141, and she says, oh, Gavin, we found your papers, we'll send them all to Redress, so they'll get in touch, and I haven't heard nothing.
So, are you in direct contact with Redress yourself, or is it just with that solicitor?
No, it's through my solicitor, aye.
Yeah. So, if I was you, it'd probably be worth maybe getting in contact with the scheme yourself just to see if you can find out if your application's actually being processed or anything. So, we won't be able to do anything for you just because
That's
you
no
have been with the
problem.
solicitor already. But if you were to find out, say, if anything had been closed or they've stopped it or anything, or if you wanted to move, obviously, if they're not
I know what
being.
you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, if they're not being helpful or anything, if you did want to move over to us, you're more than welcome to give us a call back any time.
Not a problem, not a problem.
But yeah, I'd get in contact with them yourself probably if I was you and just try and ask them for some more information.
No, but is that
Yeah.
Redress itself, right?
Yeah, I would.
Is it through the government app or something? You just get the number? Or?
Should just be able to search it up. And,
No bother. Okay, then. Thanks very much for your help.
Thank you.
Take care. God bless. Cheers. Bye-bye.